He is the biggest of his kind, and you certainly won't miss him if you drive into Audubon, Iowa. He's been in the movies and even an answer on Jeopardy. We'll take you to meet Albert on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agriliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgriLiquid, and we like it that way. AgriLiquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
It all began with a man and a grand idea.
Al Cruz is a local banker here, and he knew of all the cattle that was raised in the area. We raised enough cattle in this area that we had to import some corn for several years. And he decided that he was going to put Audubon on the map.
Sam Grable is speaking of Operation T-Bone, an effort that began in the 1950s with local cattlemen shipping carloads of finished beef to the Chicago stockyards. It was an impressive effort, but locals wanted something to put that event and the importance of cattle on the map. Dwayne Schmidt was one of those who helped create that landmark, Albert the Bull.
It was the J.C.'s, of course, that started it, but there was five of us actually that belonged to the J.C.'s at the time. There was quite a few people that considered us absolutely nuts.
So in 1964, that idea came to fruition. Locals built a giant Hereford bull that would welcome people to Audubon, Iowa. He was named Albert in honor of Al Cruz, who had helped form Operation T-Bone. Albert the Bull stands 30 feet high, is 33 feet long, and weighs 45 tons. It took 65 gallons of paint just to get that red and white coat on him. A Hereford was chosen, not only because many of that breed were fed here at the time, but also because the red and white color would make him easier seen by passersby. Now, some 50-plus years later, Albert the Bull is quite well known. It's estimated that about 20,000 people stop by the local park to see Albert and hear his story. It's all free, of course, and a great way local cattlemen and area citizens decided to pay homage to one of the important industries that keeps them on the map, and a bull that literally is on the map, too. Traveling the countryside in Audubon, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.